Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is Bill and Eric. Time to bring this back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bob Fisher is our guest. Robert J. Fisher, certified financial planner, author of The Naked Portfolio Manager. He is our good friend, our guest, five-year member of our Brain Trust. Bob, thanks again for being here. We're talking, folks, about the about whether to change our, whether to replace our income tax system to the national sales tax, a national sales tax system as a way of reforming it. So let's, so what we're going to do, we're just going to talk about federal, we're not going to talk about the states. And at the federal level, Bob, how would the national sales tax roll out? One of the things that some people are complaining about with regard to this system is that it would, you'd be adding a little bit of tax all along the value chain, and everybody would add a little bit onto it along as it goes along, and then then it rolls up to one final tax. Now that's one, that's one kind of a tax. It's like a value added tax. A national sales tax you're talking about would literally be at the end, at the last moment of consumption, right?
Right. I only want it at the point of sale, Jim, because people need to understand what they're paying in taxes. And if people understand what they're paying for taxes, the next time a politician comes out and says, hey, we need to have health care for pets, or some other, you know, crazy idea, people can say, well, how much is that going to increase my national sales tax?
Right. Now, in order to be egalitarian, you're going to need to give, you have said that it wouldn't be taxed, you wouldn't have tax on food and medicine. But the other thing, you're going to have an exemption for the poor people, right? You're going to have to allow them to, the ability to purchase a certain amount without paying taxes.
I would exempt food and medicine because, I mean, remember, poor people spend a disproportionate share of their money on food and medicine. Yeah. We might have an exemption for clothing also.
Okay. All right. But either way, there are exemptions.
Yes, but the exemptions apply to everyone. So when Bill Gates goes into to the grocery store, he's exempt too.
Right.
So we have an egalitarian system that treats all citizens the same.
All right, here's a question.
And Jim?
Go ahead.
What I want to say is, Jim, I think that poor people should pay some taxes.
Yeah.
Because when people don't pay anything, they don't care.
I wasn't going to exempt them from taxes. I was just going to give them an exemption, which is the same thing that you're doing. They would get some exemption. But here's the 800-pound gorilla, or the elephant in the living room. It's the 16th Amendment. The 16th Amendment is what, in 1913, gave rise to gave the government the ability to charge citizens an income tax. Now, are you, in your reform idea, are you going to repeal the 16th Amendment? Because otherwise you've got a sales tax and an income tax.
Well, Jim, I'm not a constitutional scholar, but as I understand the 16th Amendment, it allows Congress to do it. Now, we could do this. We could have a national income tax above $100 million. Okay? So if you make more than $100 million a year, you pay an income tax. I mean, we could set it way up there. But for, you know, the people that are listening to this radio show, the small business owners that are out there, you know, busting their hump to make money and everything and try to, you know, educate their kids and pay off their mortgage and make payroll, this would make their life tremendously simpler.
I'm not so sure about that because they're going to be the ones that are going to get all the complaints from the customers who say, man, you're charging me, you know, 25% on this car, this sofa, whatever. They're going to get a lot of grief from that. But I want to, we got to come back to this income tax thing, Bob. We cannot leave this alone, because if you leave Right now in Europe, they have income tax and they have value-added tax. Most of the places do.
Mm-hmm.
So the politicians move those numbers up and down at will. If you leave a taxing ability to politicians, if you add another layer of tax, you're going to have an income tax that they can raise and lower. You're going to have a sales tax that they can raise and lower. National sales tax will only work if you abolish the income tax. You have to abolish the 16th Amendment.
I think that's pretty profound. I think that's pretty profound because you're right that the politicians would love to have two taxes, and I absolutely don't want two taxes.
Right.
Or perhaps we can pass a new amendment we can pass an amendment to abolish the 16th or repeal the 16th.
Repeal the 16th.
Or we can, you know, pass an amendment that, I think you're probably right.
If you go to Europe, you can see how much these people are taxed. And consequently, they expect the government to do everything for them because they pay so much in taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a situation I think is good for America. I think your system would work if we only had that one system. And that's the reason why I'm more in favor of the flat tax. And when we come back after these messages, Bob and I are going to talk a little bit about the flat tax, but also about why we have this. Why are we even having to talk about this? It's because tax reform is a form of a drug for political football for our politicians and the way they manipulate us. Right back after these messages, Bob Fisher, Robert J. Fisher, author of The Naked Portfolio Manager, is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.